In July, Wyoming will celebrate its 125th birthday. Next month, a major conference will look at the state's top historical moments. Called Our Place in the West and Beyond, Wyoming at 125, a number of historians, experts, and citizens will come to the University of Wyoming on June 11th. Tamsin Hirth is president of the State Historical Society. She says it will be a jam-packed conference.
It will be 3 days of nonstop opportunities to learn and participate in Wyoming's history.
And some tour, a tour is going to be involved?
There'll be a tour that we're still firming up to Ames Monument and possibly the Shermantown site, as well as most of that same afternoon at the Territorial Prison with other events.
Well, let's talk about some of the headliners you have. You know, I think a lot of people, certainly basketball fans, might go way back and remember Mike Amundsen, who was part of a couple of our championship teams here. He's a big shot historian these days. Talk a little bit about what he'll do.
So Mike's going to be our keynote speaker on Friday at lunch, and he'll be talking about his newest book, Wyoming Revisited, which builds on projects he did as a student here in the late 80s. The photography of Joseph Stimson and the re-photography that he did in his first book, Wyoming Time and Again, and this new one is doing a triple re-photography. So it's incorporating his original photographs of the Stimson works in the 80s, and then he's gone back and done additional work in the early part of this century. So he'll be doing a slide presentation. He always does great presentations.
I'll open this up a little bit and let you run through some of the headliners, the other ones you have?
Sure. We also, following Mike on Friday afternoon, will be Sam Mahara, who is as a child, was an internee at Heart Mountain. And so he'll be talking about his experiences there. And following him will be David Romdvet, who's former poet laureate of Wyoming, talking about the Basque culture and some of the music there. On Saturday, we're going to have a great authors panel. Margaret Cole, while not a Wyoming author, does write significant stories about Wyoming, particularly the Wind River Mystery series. And so she'll be on the panel with Linda Jacobs, also not living in Wyoming, but writing historic novels. She's a geologist, and so she's writing stories using geology and actual events that happen. Like, most of them are fire stories. One of them's Rain of Fire. But her most recent one is set at the Kelly Flood in the 1920s near Jackson. And then Candy Moulton, I think everybody in Wyoming knows and loves Candy and the work she's done with history. And she'll be part of that panel, which is moderated by Julianne Couch, a member of the English department for the last several years here at UW.
You're also going to have a number of artists, and what will they be doing?
We have two presentations by Susan Moldenauer and some groups that she has pulled together, and they're just going to be looking at different ways that art is being expressed in Wyoming.
Union Pacific Railroad,
Union,
you've got...
Right. Maury Klein, Union Pacific historian, will be our concluding event on Saturday night out at the Territorial Prison.
This gets underway June 11th. Is everything at the Gateway Center?
Everything's at the Gateway Center on Thursday and Friday. Saturday is at the prison. There is a reception at the Art Museum on Thursday night.
Now, there's a whole agenda and a whole list of things people
Correct.
Can find on the website?
Correct. And that website is through the Wyoming State Historic Preservation Office, because this is a joint conference with the Wyoming State Historic Preservation Office. Every year they do a Preserve Wyoming conference, and so we've brought everything together to make this a really memorable experience.
Before I let you go, there's also something else that's going to be going on. Talk to some folks about the most significant artifacts in the state. Tell us about this
Correct.
Project.
In November, one of the members of the Casper Art Coalition group came to our board meeting and presented an idea about recognizing some top artifacts in Wyoming's history. And this is based on a program that's been going on in Colorado. So I sort of took that and ran with it. And so the University of Wyoming Libraries and the Wyoming State Historical Society have partnered on this Wyoming's Most Significant Artifacts program, We've asked for and received 41 nominations from different libraries, archives, and museums around the state. An anonymous panel of judges will be reducing that number to 25. And at the conference, we'll be kicking off a public voting opportunity to narrow it down yet to 10, which we'll announce probably in October or November.
The conference is June 11th through the 13th here in Laramie at the Marion Rochelle Gateway Center and some other Laramie venues. Again, if folks want to sign up or come?
Absolutely. It's open to the public. Registration does extend until early June.
Well, Tamsin Hirth, a pleasure having you on our program, and thank you and good luck with this.
Thanks, Bob.